was born in Florence in 1469. During one of the most turbulent and transformative periods in Italian and European history. The Italy of Machiavelli's time was not a unified nation, but a patchwork of independent city-states, principalities, and foreign-occupied territories, each vying for power, influence, and survival. In this context of constant political flux, Machiavelli emerged as one of the most perceptive and provocative political thinkers the world has ever known. Machiavelli's early life coincided with the height of the Florentine Republic, a government that briefly functioned as a relatively stable and civic-minded alternative to the autocratic rule of the powerful Medici family. In 1498, following the fall of the radical preacher Savonarola and the expulsion of the Medici, Machiavelli was appointed to a significant position within the Florentine government as Secretary of the Second Chancery. This role gave him access to the inner workings of diplomacy, military affairs, and international negotiation. Over the next 14 years, Machiavelli served as a senior civil servant and diplomat. He traveled on important missions to courts across Europe, including France and the Papal States, meeting powerful figures such as Cesare Borgia, Pope Julius II, and King Louis XII. These experiences allowed him to observe statecraft and powerful politics firsthand, not through theory, but through lived experience in the service of his republic. His exposure to cunning alliances, betrayals, and shifting power structures deeply informed his later writings. However, Machiavelli's political career came to an abrupt and painful end in 1512, when the Medici family returned to power in Florence with the help of the Spanish army. The Republic was dismantled, and its officials, Machiavelli included, were dismissed, imprisoned, and in some cases tortured. Though Machiavelli was eventually released, he was barred from holding public office. Exiled from political life and disgraced, he withdrew to his small family estate in the Tuscan countryside. It was during this period of forced retirement, in the solitude of exile, that Machiavelli composed The Prince. Far from a dry academic exercise, the book was born out of frustration, ambition, and a desperate desire to return to public relevance. It was dedicated to Lorenzo de' Medici, part of the very family that had exiled him, in the hope that his insights might earn him a position, or at least rehabilitate his reputation. This gives the book a unique intensity. It is both a work of political philosophy and a personal appeal from a man who lost everything but his intellect. Machiavelli's later years were spent writing prolifically. In addition to The Prince, he authored The Discourses on Livy, a more republican-minded exploration of government, The Art of War, which dealt with the role of military power in politics, and various plays and historical texts. Despite his continued intellectual contributions, he was never restored to a position of power in Florence. He died in 1527. Just weeks after the Medici were once again expelled, and a republic briefly restored. An ironic end for a man whose life had been so deeply entangled with the fate of Florence. Though he lived as a civil servant, Machiavelli's legacy has far exceeded his political career. He is now remembered not merely as a Florentine bureaucrat, but as the father of modern political science. A thinker, who broke from classical ideals to reveal the brutal mechanics of power as they are, not as we wish them to be. In doing so, he gave the world a new vocabulary for discussing leadership, ambition, fear, and control. Terms we still use today when we describe something or someone as Machiavellian. Understanding Machiavelli's biography is essential to understanding The Prince. It is the product of a sharp mind forced into the margins, observing power from the outside, and attempting to craft a guide that could survive